Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Stationery Shop of Tehran by Mirjan Kamali. Read by Mojan Marno.
For Kamran, you are my love. They slipped briskly into an intimacy from which they never recovered. F. Scott Fitzgerald, This Side of Paradise. There is nothing new in the world except the history you do not know. Harry Truman. Part 1. Chapter 1. 2013. The Center. I made an appointment to see him. She said it as if she were seeing the dentist or a therapist, or the pushy refrigerator salesman who had promised her and Walter a lifetime guarantee of cold milk and crisp vegetables and unspoiled cheese if only they would buy this brand new model. Walter dried the dishes, his gaze on the kitchen towel and its print of a yellow chick holding an umbrella. He didn't argue. Walter Archer's penchant for logic, his ability to let reason trump all, was a testament to Roya's own good judgment. For hadn't she married a man who was reasonable and, my goodness, unbelievably understanding? Hadn't she, in the end, not married that boy, the one she had met so many decades ago in a small stationery shop in Tehran, but lassoed her life instead to this Massachusetts-born pillar of stability? This Walter, who ate a hard-boiled egg for breakfast almost every single day, who said as he dried the dishes, "If you want to see him, then you should. You've been a bit of a wreck, I'm afraid." By now, Roya Archer was almost American, not just by marriage, but by virtue of having been in these United States for over 5 decades. She could remember a childhood spent in the hot and dusty streets of Tehran, playing tag with her little sister Zari. But her life now was carefully enclosed in New England, with Walter. One visit to one shop a mere week ago, to buy paper clips, had cracked everything open. Once again, she was mired in 1953. Cinema Metropole in the middle of Iran's largest city that contentious summer. The red circular sofa in the lobby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?